USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. There is breaking news at this hour. CNN reporting the feds believe a few of the packages sent to 10 Democrats went through a mail facility near Miami, Florida. The FBI warning more devices may be out there, and the hunt for a suspect or suspects intensifies.
We are investigating all of this with great precision. I can say with certainty we will identify and arrest a person or people responsible for these acts.
New York City Police Commissioner James O'Neill on the potentially dangerous pipe bomb devices. The FBI says three more mail bombs intercepted, two intended for former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden, the other for actor and fierce Trump critic Robert De Niro. A total of 10 pipe bombs turning up so far. O'Neill at a news conference in New York City.
Law enforcement professionals do not care about the politics behind these acts. What we do care about is keeping the public we serve safe.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
More now on USA Radio's top story. Who is behind sending the 10 pipe bombs to Democrats? Weighing in, retired Utah Congressman Republican Jason Chaffetz, now a Fox News contributor. Details from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
At least 10 suspicious packages were sent to prominent Democrats and critics of President Trump. The latest were addressed to actor Robert De Niro and former Vice President Joe Biden. Former Congressman Jason Chaffetz joined Fox News to talk about where he believes there's a security breakdown.
Where the system does break down, if I'm being candid about it, is when members go back to their home offices. You know, at Debbie Wasserman Schultz, what she's dealing with in Florida, they don't have those types of protocol. They don't have that type of protocol in place.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, stocks soar, the Dow gaining 401 points, the Nasdaq up 209, and the S&P 500 up 49 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A new Associated Press poll out ahead of the midterm election finds most Americans do not believe the vast political divide in the country will get better anytime soon. More now from USA Radio's Chris Barnes in Washington, D.C.
Few Americans say they believe the stark divisions being seen these days are going to get better anytime soon. The newly released survey finding that more than 8 in 10 Americans believe the country is greatly divided about important values. Just 20% say they think the country will become less divided over the next few years. 39% believe things will only get worse. A strong majority, 77%, say they are dissatisfied with the state of politics in the nation. How Americans view President Trump divides along partisan lines. The poll finds 83% of Republicans approve of how he's handling his job. 92% of Democrats and 61% of independents say they don't approve.
A Hawaiian island in big trouble.
East Island was almost entirely washed away by the storm. Hurricane Welaka was one of the most powerful storms ever recorded. East Island, part of the French Frigate Shoals, in the far western reaches of the Hawaiian chain. The island and the coral reef around it were an endangered habitat for monk seals and green sea turtles. Welaka was a Category 4 storm that made a fishhook turn, so East Island absorbed the brunt of its power. Neighboring Turn Island also had its shape altered by the hurricane. I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.